Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you are having a phenomenal day. Truly, just enjoying this very moment right here and right now. And in this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we have on Corrine Walsh, who is a visionary business and people strategist. She's an author. She's a podcaster. She's an investor. She's a seven-figure business builder, and she's an entrepreneur that is helping other entrepreneurs as the ultimate business healer. And she can help heal your business or your business that you might be building in the process, because I know this is something that a lot of people, they make mistakes while growing their business. They build themselves into a self-employed job, and ultimately then they have to dig themselves out and regain their time. And Corrine has a special process, one in which to help you find ultimate fulfillment and alignment throughout your business endeavors and your entrepreneurial journey. And with nearly two decades of experience of optimizing performance and health in multiple different industries. Like, she's worked in e-com, technology, finance. She's run top performing teams. She actually was a part of a C-suite executive team at a large company, and they 10x their results. And she's worked with trillion-dollar businesses like BlackRock and Broadridge. And she's also helped startups like Pure Vitality and Drip Hydration grow and scale. And she works as a strategist and as an investor, and really is someone that I look to as a happy hustler who has been there and done that and then teaches from experience. And this is someone who I'm really excited to share with you guys. She also has some pretty cool stuff out there. She has something called Hey Corrine, which is like the Hey Siri for the business world. If you want to get her actual advice and insights, you can check out heycorrine.com. And then you can also check out her book, Lead with Value, at corrinewalsh.com/links. She also has a ton of different free resources there. But yeah, this one's a doozy. It is short, power-packed, to the point. It'll get you lots of value, and it'll help you happy hustle a life that you love. So my only ask is, if you do get some value, please just share this with one person who can actually benefit from this message. And that is how we just continue to spread this message with more and more people and help other people happy hustle a life that they love. So after a quick episode sponsor break, we're going to be diving into this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. Hey, y'all, I gotta say, it's hard to overstate how important magnesium is for all aspects of our health while we're happy hustling a life that we love. I mean, right now, a lot of industry experts and authorities and doctors, from Dr. Mark Hyman to Mr. Andrew Huberman and all these other really leading experts, are talking about the importance of magnesium. But the truth is, studies show 3 out of every 4 individuals are actually deficient in magnesium. And I'll tell you, this is part of my staple routine, to take magnesium every single day, because it helps optimize my well-being. It helps reduce the stress levels, improve sleep and my energy levels. Not to mention, it is really good for just overall health. But I'll tell you, normally, I'm a big advocate for getting as many of our nutrients as I can through a well-balanced diet. It's just unfortunate that our food can't provide these nutrients alone, because our soil is so overworked and mineral depleted. It's actually lacking organic matter, which helps plants get the minerals from the soil. And I actually read somewhere that if 10 years ago we needed to eat one orange, now we would need to eat 10 oranges to get that same amount of nutrients. So it's just not possible to get the amount of nutrients and vitamins and minerals from our food as it once was So that's why I take Magnesium Breakthrough. And you guys, being happy hustlers, get the hookup. You can go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/hustle right now to save 10% off. And I'll tell you, the best part is it comes with a money back guarantee. So you have 365 days to get your money back if you don't like it for whatever reason. So go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/hustle now and get the hookup. Now let's get back to this episode. All right, Kareen Walsh, welcome to the Happy Hustle Podcast, my friend. I am super excited to rock the mic with you.
Me too, Carrie. Me too. This is so much fun. We could talk about so many things, but I'm excited to have this time with you and really serve your audience. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. I mean, you are a happy hustler. That's for sure. You're a visionary business and people strategist. You're an author, podcaster, investor, seven-figure business building entrepreneur, and you're the ultimate business healer, which this is a topic I'm really interested in because I know a lot of the happy hustlers out there who have businesses or want to start businesses, they make some of the same common mistakes that I've made and I know that you've seen and probably made yourself. And healing your business oftentimes is very difficult, but it's people like you that come in and can see with a different perspective and really shortcut our success. And that's really what I'm excited to talk to you today about, how we can heal our businesses, how we can, you know, practice holistic work-life integration. I know we're talking about the four strategic steps to take aligned action. So much good stuff. But before we get into all that good stuff, Kareen, what is something interesting about yourself that not too many people know?
I would say, because this question is so fun, my life is so vast and my business history is so vast too. But I would say probably something that most people don't know about me is I've like moved across this country in my adult life. So by choice, right? Like it wasn't like the family was doing it and I went along with it. I think over 13 different times.
Whoa. Like,
yeah. So that's definitely something most people don't know unless you've been one of my longstanding friends and been through it with me, you know?
Yeah. Geez. That is, that's impressive. 13 times. I mean, yeah. And where are you based now?
So now I'm based on the East Coast outside New York in the first town you come in up the East Coast into Connecticut. So that's where I'm based. But generally, it's the New York metro area is what they consider it.
Very cool. Yeah, I lived in Sunnyside, Queens, New York. That's actually where I burnt out as an entrepreneur. My first legit burnout and my last because I found a better way. The happy hustle is the way, right? Yeah. And I know you burnt out yourself and you have an interesting story. I want to get into some of your story, but more so I want to start things off with just a real bang. And I want to talk about the four strategic steps to take aligned action, because I think when I was burned out, when I was hustling but not happy, I was not aligned. I was focused on profit, success, ego, status, all these key drivers that society deems important, right? But I wasn't really aligned with my ultimate, you know, true self and what I really wanted to be doing in the world. Talk to us a little bit about one, how you were misaligned and burnt out yourself, and then two, segueing into these aligned action steps that we can take?
I mean, great question, because when you think about holistic, right? And I wish there was a W in front of it, because it's really about being whole in everything that you do. Unfortunately, we are still maturing in our earlier years as to figure out who the heck we are, right? So burnout is quite often possible because there is this push for something you don't really understand yet what it will actually feel like on the other side. And I think what we're not taught enough, especially in entrepreneurship, is to assess the track we are on and see if what we had visualized, what we truly desired, is still a fit for who we are right now. Because I'm sure, Carrie, you can come with many moments where there were whispers in your ear during that time, be like, dude, do you really want to go down that path? Like, are you sure you want to go do that and not take care of yourself in this moment? Or you'd start to see fractures in your body even of things showing up where your health gets challenged because you're trying to go after some real financial gain when really you are quite stable and you can actually do a lot with what you've earned. So why I focus on strategic alignment with the entrepreneurs that I work with is that when we are leading our business, if we are not first aligning ourselves from the inside out, it will definitely show up externally in all that we do. And when you take a moment of assessing, which is what this tool is, it's an assessment tool to say, you know, the four steps are number one, to ask yourself, what's really going well? Because the other thing about us entrepreneurs is we don't know how to celebrate. We don't know how to hit a number and be like, oh yeah, I got it. That's it. No, it's like you hit it. What's next? Like you're always focused on the what's next. Well, if you don't sit in celebration, especially with your teams, the people you bring together, and I know your audience is in that cusp of like, how do I scale past myself, or I'm getting started and I don't even know where to start, and who do I trust to start with, and all of that piece. Celebration with whoever you do bring together is so critical to first ask that question. Because sometimes, and I found this as a misstep for some entrepreneurs, it's like, based on what we're celebrating, we do really well. What if we just mastered this? And what if we just focused here for the next year, like challenged ourselves to be like, can we be the best at this one thing versus adding another thing and adding another thing? And then you're now creating a diluted response versus a highly focused one where you're knocking it out of the park for a bunch of people versus all these separate things for many. Right. So that first question is really key to ask yourself, because it'll give you an awakening of what's going well, what you need to reinvest in, but also making sure your team has moments of this celebration. Like, look how far we've come.
Yeah.
The second question to ask, or the second step, is asking, well, what's not going well? So a lot of the times we skip over that. Yeah. I'll get to it. Oh, we're like bleeding money over here with the service that really isn't giving us a return on like why we chose them to help us operate better. But oh yeah, we'll get to it because we're going to focus on this shiny coin instead. Like, if you don't look at the things that are not working, you cannot optimize your performance against the things they are. They will always be a siphoning, a measure on your business. So asking yourself as a group, or even as an individual, as a leader, like, what's not going well, right? And you're listing out those things, like what's not working. And then it's the other way you can ask that question is, what do we need to stop doing, right? So when you identify the things that are not working, it also gives you the stop list. Because if you can take that time and assess it in that moment, together with your team or individually, then you're like, oh, okay, so as an entrepreneur, when I'm running my business, I should stop maintaining my own website so I could go sell. Right? maybe it's like I should stop doing the contracting and invoicing because that's just business admin, so I can go create. Like, asking yourself what to stop doing is so critical, and we don't do it enough because we sometimes get caught in the trap. Well, I should, and you start shooting all over yourself versus knowing, actually, this is not a fit for me. And the stop doing doesn't mean it has to stop for all things. It might be if you're doing the check-in for yourself individually, it's like what you yourself as the leader need to stop doing so that you could delegate or empower your team to do it.
Yeah.
And then the third question is, what do you need to start doing? So based on the ultimate goal, based on that vision that you had, based on what you've been celebrating, what you think you need to stop doing, what do you need to start doing? And that's the moment for creative vision, right? Like, that's the moment of evolution. It's the way to say the what next without being so invasive of abandoning everything for what's next. It's the what do we need to start doing to continue on this path? Right. Unless one of the stop things that came up was, let's just end this. It's time for an exit, you know? But what do you need to start doing is a legit question to ask. And then the fourth step is really putting the actions together based on your self-assessment, this retrospective that you just did on how you've been performing as a company, as a leader. You could do this exercise individually. You could do it with your team. It is in my Lead with Value book. I also have it as a downloadable exercise you can grab. It's just KareenWalsh.com/retrospective. But truly, it helps you step into a line action because now you actually put a pause mm-hmm. on the doing.
Yep.
And you kind of check to see, well, where are you on the map?
Mm, I love that. I mean, recap those four questions just for everyone yeah. in a very succinct manner. And guys, this is huge right here. You have to take stock of where you were in the past so you can make pivots and adjustments so you can go where you'd like to go in the future. And I don't think enough people do it. So hit us with those four succinct questions, please.
Yeah, super easy. You can even grab a piece of paper and put like a four quadrant grid there. And then the top left, you're going to write down what is going really well. What do we want to celebrate? What's going really well? And you make that list and make sure you do not skip over that question. A lot of people mm-hmm. do not skip that question. You have to anchor in what's going well. Mm-hmm. The second question, bottom left quadrant, is what do you need to stop doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's not working? What do you need to stop doing? And you can even put a little stop sign there. So the top one could be a little smiley face. The bottom one could be a stop sign. The third is what do you need to start doing? What do we need mm-hmm. to start doing that's going to get us even further on this path? So that's mm-hmm. a plus sign. And then the bottom right quadrant would be now what are our top three actions? And do not go more than three.
Yeah.
It's really key. And give yourself a by when date. So the container is important too, because you're going to want to check on this every 30 days. That's what I recommend for most entrepreneurs is to do this at least every 30 days.
Mm.
It's really helpful.
Nailed it. See, that's why I love yeah. talking to people like Kareen because, and just to give you a little insight, Kareen, this is something I do with my marriage too. So every Sunday I ask my wife, what should I start doing, stop doing, and keep doing? And she asked the same. And like, this is just we call it bear talks, but like that type of retrospective learning allows us to pivot in the future and make better choices and just have a stronger relationship. It also works for your business with your team. And it's just one of those things that I highly recommend everyone actually do. So really great stuff here.
Yeah.
Now I do want to kind of segue into the action steps forward, because like, this is where I think yeah. maybe people get hung up. How do you know, like, what are the action steps forward? And I know it's different for each person, but like, you yeah. know, how would you recommend deciphering?
So, you know, sometimes if you're truly sitting in unknown energy, like you don't maybe yet have the right team, you haven't even, you know, put it out there yet. It's sometimes those actions are research. Like sometimes the first actions are, what do I need to know that I don't know? Mm. And I think that's the step that we forget, is that as entrepreneurs, we are curious people. Yes, we want to put great things out into the world, but it's actually curiosity that's the fuel that gets us to create and put these amazing things out into the world and want to serve and want to connect and come up with new creative things. So, you know, I think that's number one, is just check yourself and say, do I need to be educated in this area? And mm-hmm. let education potentially be that first step. Now, for some, it could just be as simple as, who do I need to engage with that's a master at this thing that mm-hmm. I need to take action with? You know, like you and I hold containers for people to really unravel as well as discover like what to do next. We have a list of networked people that we can bring in, or we can, you know, because of our own curiosity, we're able to then serve in that way too. So I always recommend not to be shy from investing in the expertise mm-hmm. if you don't know. Like, you know, you kind of want to move in that direction, but then maybe that next action is to actually go invest in somebody to help you get there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Apologies for interrupting your programming, but I have to tell you, the best investment you can make in yourself is one in which helps you acquire skills. You've probably heard people talk about, oh, just invest in yourself and you'll be successful. Yes, that's true to a degree, but you have to invest in skills that will ultimately help you achieve your desired results. And I think one of the best skills one can possess, be it an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, is the sales sword. really knowing how to sell, utilizing pressure-free persuasion, which will make you more money and more impact. Now, if you want to know how to sell more efficiently and effectively, I just launched a sales course called The Proven Roadmap Process to Selling Millions of Dollars and Helping You to Increase Your Conversions Guarantee. And you can get access to this new sales course that The Happy Hustle is launching at thehappyhustle.com/sales. And if you act fast, you'll get it at the lowest price it'll ever be available, because we are launching it and we want to gain amazing testimonials and social proof to further share this knowledge. So if you act fast, you can get it at the lowest price it'll ever be. That's at thehappyhustle.com/sales. Now let's get back to this episode.
Yep. You know.
Yeah, those are huge. That's why it's so important to do proper research and invest in yourself. I always say, like, you are your best investment. I know it's cliche as all get out, like, but it's a cliche for a reason, right? And that's what Kareen's talking about. You gotta really invest in yourself and skills, because I heard someone say this: skills pay the bills, you know. But you got to take it a step further. Applied skills pay the bills, right? You have to make sure that you are investing in skills. And I always like to put, like, when I invest in myself through this filter, would I actually trade places with this person personally and professionally? Because there's a lot of people who have, you know, just a terrible life outside of their business. Their marriage is falling apart. Their kids don't know them. You know, they don't know God or any type of higher power. And it's just like, that's not who I want to learn from. So I always want to, you know, just add that caveat when you are invested in yourself. And I know you're aligned to that sense too, right?
Oh yeah. Majority of my journey has been investing in the experts ahead of me, or that I'm inspired by, to learn something better about myself. And then I find that when you actually work on that self-mastery of self-identification and who am I in this world and all those big questions, that is what then breeds leadership. Because what ends the thought leadership, you know, like you're doing through this show, you do through your platform, same for me. Like, there's this amazing thing that occurs when you have overcome something and figured it out for yourself, then you want to step into leadership and like help others do the same, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of the cycle of investing in those who become before you, because eventually that's going to be you that people are investing in, because you've now gone before them, right? Like, it has an amazing ripple effect.
Yeah. Amen. I love that. Well, one thing I was really excited to talk to you about, Kareen, is your concept of holistic work-life integration. You know, and I personally am not a big fan of the term work-life balance, although I built the whole business around solving this imbalance problem. Yeah. But if you actually think about the term, like, work is a part of life, it doesn't really make sense, because life is happening during work. So that's why that term doesn't really make that much sense. But I do like the holistic approach to integrating personal and professional endeavors. Talk to us a little bit about your philosophy here.
Yeah, I think it's part of it came out of the entrepreneurial dilemma of, like, why isn't this performing the way I want it to, right? When you're putting the me in it as an entrepreneur, well, it could be that you forgot who you actually were for this end cause, right? Like, for this deliverable, for the doing. So the inner work is actually what's needed in order to get the external business to show up in what you want it to become. And I think that's where the word integration was always very important to me, because I had to integrate all of who I am into everything I do in order to feel aligned in my life. Mm. When I was not integrating it and I just saw the career climb or the achievement was my measure of success, when looking at myself, I was unhealthy. I had the worst relationships. I basically was making self-sabotage decisions almost every day. But then from the outside in, you know, like, others perceiving me as this success story, that to me is the recipe of a hot mess. You know, like, it's not sustainable. right? Like it will break, and it did break. It broke down in my health. It broke down in relationships. And yes, maybe I could say I had these accolades, but if I'm, you know, feeling so disconnected from the work, right? Because work is just definition of doing, right? We're all going to show up and do. That's what the beauty of what life gives us, a pumping heart so we can go and like do things, you know, how we choose to direct it. I like to use the measurement of fulfillment, you know, over achievement. And achievement will come in measured form, like your money in the bank and the glorious life you live and the things that you want to resemble around you, you know, the earnings or the type of lifestyle or the adventures you want to go on. But I would say reverse it and start there in the vision. It's like, how do you actually want to live your life? And then how does work fit into that? How does the earning potential? And it doesn't show up as work anymore, especially as an entrepreneur. You're learning mechanisms of how to earn without you having to do all the work. Right. Mm. So that's another form of entrepreneurial integrative living that I think a lot of people feel challenged by because they're old models that you want to step into. The work to earn model is not a fit for an entrepreneur if you're trying to build sustainable lifestyle and the wealth that you're working so hard for.
Yeah. That is very well said. And it's a conscious choice I made on my entrepreneurial journey after burning out. Like, I wanted to become a lifestyle entrepreneur. You know, like that was my whole goal was achieving the three freedoms, you know, financial freedom, creative freedom, and time freedom. And like, I was like, how can I create freedom in these three forms and still have impact and income? And I think for everyone out there listening, it's going to look different for you, for me, for Corinne, but you have to define what that lifestyle is that you desire, or else you will just succumb to someone else's version of success, quote unquote, or whatever that is, you know, in terms of the corporate ladder you're climbing or the business you're building, whatever, like, you know, story gets written for you rather than you writing your own. And you have to be conscious. I really think the word that you said, fulfillment over achievement, you know, that phrase, that really hits me because, you know, we all want to achieve, right? Progress is a form of happiness.
We're made to achieve.
Exactly.
We're conditioned to achieve. Yes. Like that is the American way.
Yeah.
So it's part of our nature. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're so right. And it's just, I think Tony Robbins says it, and I know you're a fan of Tony and went through some of his programs as well. Mm-hmm. He says success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, you know, and that fulfillment piece to the puzzle is something I think a lot of people struggle with and they just don't know. And I think it's because they don't pick a problem that they're actually passionate about. And I know passion, again, cliche buzzword, but it really is something that like pisses you off or that gets you, you know, really emotionally engaged. Like think about what that problem is for you and look at your current life and what you're doing for work right now. And if it's not lighting up your soul, well, then make a pivot. And I want to get into, you know, for you, when you are making those pivots and let's say you are going on that entrepreneurial journey, I know you are the business healer and I want to actually get some healing wisdom for the happy hustlers out there to leverage. What are some of those big mistakes that you see, especially diving into entrepreneurship? And then maybe after you make some money and you're starting to grow and scale and maybe not trading time for money as much, but like creating a little bit of systems, like what are some of those mistakes that you see? If you could maybe give us like the key three, that would be fantastic.
Sure. Yeah. So when we become masters at listening to the signals, right? So when you think about healing in the body, right? Because generally healing is a word used towards a physical like ailment or like there's something that is wounded, I found that in my own journey of healing my own wounds, and we're all on, you know, trauma healing these days, because everyone, if you're kidding yourself, if you didn't think you went through some sort of trauma experience and if that you did not in the last 3 years, right? Because everybody was traumatized in some way, shape or form, no matter what level of success. My business doubled during those years. So I was highly successful. However, there were health things going on for me that I, and also just seeing what was going around me was still very traumatic, right? So in the healing, it's why I use the business healer type language, is that our businesses need healing also, because we also need to listen to the signals. And sometimes we are slow to do that with ourselves physically. As entrepreneurs, we are slow to do that in our business. And what do signals look like? So people can understand. For business signals, it's the if you're showing up to leading your business with a ton of resentment around your business, that is a signal to put a pause and assess and use that retrospective exercise. Like that retrospective exercise actually helps with healing faster, just like you're doing it with your wife every week to make sure you are facing, if there's anything, you're facing it and you're finding solutions for it to move forward. Having that in your business is really key. So signal around where to pause. Like if resentment is an energy that can show up big time. That's why you have those mass exoduses happening in businesses, large scalable ones. You'll have it in the failure rate of startups because they were sitting in resentment against who they were taking money from, because now that money had demand on them and they had to show up a certain way that wasn't authentic to themselves. But did they face it? No, because of the fear of losing that money or the fear of failing at that business. So fear is the second one. If you're sitting in a lot of fear, stepping into launching your business, putting yourself out there, being the Pied Piper of your business, something is misaligned in the value system of your business. Because if you're aligned with your values in your business, if you're aligned with the values of the systems you build within your business, the people systems, the tech systems, the relational systems with your clients, then you are also in need of a pause. That's a huge signal sitting in a lot of fear, right? And I'd say the third signal is when I don't believe you have to lose sleep over your business. I don't. I think you could be excited by your business that might keep you up at night because you are so excited to show up in it. So you maybe sleep less. But if it's keeping you up at night in a stressed way because you don't know how to solve for it, that's a signal that you need outside help to come in and support you because you are in uncharted territories that next decision you make requires a higher level than what you are able to do on your own. So I think that's another signal too. But listening to the signals is how we heal in trauma for ourselves as well. If we don't listen to ourselves, we're not going to get the professional help we need. It's the same for business.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great. I mean, resentment definitely is a signal. If you are feeling any type of resentment with your job or your business, like take a pause, go through that retrospective exercise. Also, like you mentioned, the money and how if you accept it, it will have demand over you. That is something that I know I made a mistake. I took money from clients and people that I know I could help, but I didn't want to help. Like deep down, I didn't really want to help them. Like in the sense that I knew there was perfect target avatars out there who I did feel aligned to serve. They weren't them. They were a pain in my butt, you know, and that's oftentimes what happens when you sell the wrong people. So that's really a great point there. And I want to help everyone. Let me be clear. But like there's priority of people who really should.
Yes.
You should be helping. And then the people who maybe get less of you or your more scalable content or things that aren't your direct time. And then you mentioned don't lose sleep. That's, you know, that's huge when it comes to like actually just a really great sign of, well, something must be off here if it's causing you that much stress and anxiety, and that often is the path to burnout. So I'll tell you, you know, you want to really, again, assess. So those are fantastic. I mean, I know people are probably like, all right, Kareen knows what she's talking about. I need to dive deeper into her work and, you know, get your book potentially. Where can people go to learn more about you. And I know you have a really cool program called Hey Kareen. So why don't you just talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I just launched Hey Kareen, which is like your Hey Siri or your Hey Alexa for business, where you actually get access to me. I am literally answering every single question that comes in. The group answers each other as well for support. It's via Voxer because I felt like I want, my whole mission is to walk alongside you and help you remove excuses, right? Because there is a solution, yes, for everything. It's a matter of what you want to, do you want to face it? Do you want to actually face that thing and solve it and move on? So I found that Hey Kareen was a way to do it in action with groups. So that's the new platform that I just launched this year. And it's a lot of fun in that I get all the how do I questions, just like, you know, your audience has, where it's like, how do I hire the next right person? How do I know that this partnership is the right partnership for me? Hey, Kareen, how do I, you know? And so I was like, all right, y'all, like, let's just put you all in one place and let me serve you that way. Yeah. So that's been really cool. And then for all the other Kareen stuff, there, you just can go to kareenwalsh.com/links. I have so, L-I-N-K-S. I have so many workbooks you can start out with, like for your personal journey. My Be a Badass book was literally my self development journey. So I stuck that in a book because these are the exercises I use and leverage. And so it has 6 tools to up level your life in my Be a Badass book, which you have the link to grab your copy of that. And then my Lead with Value book was, again, like, as I said, self mastery leads to leadership mastery. Mm. Like if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you need to master leading. If you really want to grow and scale your business, if you just want to be self-employed, totally valuable, like the market needs you too, but just don't put too much pressure on yourself to be more than that if that's what you want to be. If you truly want to be an entrepreneur, you need to learn how to lead. So Lead with Value are the core tools, tips, and exercises you yourself can use in your business, but also for you to step up in how you lead your business based on the values you bring to the table and those you want to build around you. So that's on that site as well if you want to grab your copy.
Yep. Yeah, love it. So Kareen, KareenWalsh.com and then /links. And then you can also go to HeyKareen.com. Check all that stuff out, guys. Kareen, I want to maximize time. I know we're short on it right now, but I always like to ask my guests happy hustle hacks in 3 disciplines. First being health. Do you have something unique, maybe a tip, a tool, a tactic in this arena that you could share with the happy hustlers?
Yeah. So if you don't have a forgiveness practice, you need one. So that's my hack on health, because I didn't really get to face myself until I actually learned how to forgive, like in the energy of all the things I do. Yeah. So building a forgiveness practice, I think, is really important for your health.
Oh, that's great. What about money? Do you have a happy hustle hack when it comes to money, maybe to save, invest, spend? Why is it something that you do that maybe is a little unique?
In the money side, it's really about your mindset that you are worthy. Your self-worth reflects your net worth. So if you're feeling depleted financially, go check yourself. Like that's how the money hack for me always worked. Because as soon as I started to face the things in me and my own money mindset, that's when the abundance started to flow my way. So that would be my hack on the money mindset side.
I love it. Yeah. Mindset is imperative. And also that, like, getting what you're worth and validating it through the marketplace, you know, that's huge. But again, you know, a lot of people, they kind of hold themselves back by not charging enough or not even having the confidence to put themselves out there. So yeah, that's a really great one. What about spirituality? Do you have a happy hustle hack here? A way that maybe to connect to a higher power?
Yeah. So spiritually, like my, I would say discipline is the way to really stay connected spiritually. And what I mean by that is we are all gifts here. So if we don't appreciate the gift that we are and loving ourselves and connecting to our higher power, it is that's when you're truly wasting what's been gifted to you. So I'm very disciplined about my daily rituals in that connected space. It's my fuel. So
love it.
That is really part of a healthy integrated journey, I think.
Yeah, very much agree. Discipline equals freedom, right? As Jocko Willink says, and I think discipline in all facets of life. Now, Karine, I do want to put you through the rapid fire round quickly, and then we'll wrap this interview up. So this is where I ask you random things and you just answer honestly, first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Favorite food. Go.
Oh my God. Pasta. That's a hard choice.
Favorite movie.
Ooh. Oh God. Rapid. So much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite movie. Hard one, man.
First thing that came to mind.
I love all the Marvel movies. Okay. I would say the Marvel movies because I was just listening to Jon Favreau interview. So,
oh, he's great. Favorite book?
Yeah. Right now, I'm reading Lewis Howes' The Greatest Mindset, and cool. It's becoming one of my favorites. I'm really loving how he's framing everything.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got that book. I know Lewis. It seems like a great read. I haven't read it yet, but what's your spirit animal?
You're going to love it, Carrie.
Yeah?
My spirit animal is... it used to be a koala, but now it's turning into a hawk.
Oh, there we go. Best business advice.
Yeah. Don't let the limitations of others become your own.
Three things you're most grateful for.
I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for having an open mind. And I'm definitely grateful for all my clients who have trusted in me throughout time. I'm so grateful for them.
Love that. And if you had a billboard for the world to see with your last piece of content on it, what's that billboard read?
You don't know until you try.
Oh, crush that rapid fire round. Karine, I want to take a moment to acknowledge you. Thank you so much for sharing your love, your light, your wisdom, your business healing with us, happy hustlers. And I just am so grateful for you and looking forward to many collaborations to come in the future. So thank you.
So many, Carrie, and thank you so much for having me on the Happy Hustle. I'm honored.
Thank you. Well, last question. What does happy hustling mean to you?
Happy hustling means that I am aligned within myself on every step I take in my hustle. Like it truly is feeling grounded and curious and know that I am capable.
Mic drop. Karine Walsh, y'all, thank you so much for watching and listening. We are out. Peace and love, everyone. Real quick, y'all, I want to share with you something that is making a very positive impact on my physical health, as well as my mental health, but more so my physical health, because I really believe that you have to detox your body. You have to sweat those toxins out regularly in order to be optimized, in order to actually happy hustle your blissful balance and your dream reality. And one of the ways that I actually detox my body is from my Therasage infrared portable and affordable 360 plus sauna. This thing is my go-to. I love it because it's actually affordable and it is portable. And it actually is made by a family-owned company that stands behind their products. And the best part is you actually get the hookup for watching and listening to the Happy Hustle podcast. You can just go to therasage.com and you could just type in code HAPPY and it will actually save you over 10% on everything store-wide, but specifically the sauna. And the good thing about the sauna is it actually burns calories. So you just sit on your bum, you can burn calories, you can decrease the inflammation in your body, which a lot of dis-ease stems from, and you can increase the blood flow circulation, which I'll just tell you, there's a ton more benefits, but those three in and of itself are worth your while. So you guys check it out, Therasage, that's T-H-E-R-A-S-A-G-E.com, and then Use code HAPPY to save yourself some money. And they got a bunch of holistic healing products on their site. But I'm just referencing this Thera 360 Plus sauna. I have the black one. Love it. And the cool thing is also you actually, you know, you have hand holes where you can stick your hands in. So you could be working on your laptop or reading, and your head protrudes so your brain doesn't swell. A lot of like other saunas that, you know, the dry saunas like at the gym potentially, if you have one in your gym, you know, it's like a hot rocks. Those actually swell your brain over time and have detrimental effects. And given my current brain injury from the CO poisoning, I'm really glad my head is actually protruding from the heat zone in this Therasage sauna. So that's another reason why I love it. You guys check it out again, Therasage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save. Now let's get back to this episode. Real quick, I just want to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart. See, as a proud American, when I heard this stat, I was floored. 22 veterans actually take their own lives every single day, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And that's 22 too many. So the cause of veteran suicide prevention is one in which I am just all behind with all my might, and I think you should be as well. And that is why my friend, Mr. William Brandon, 26-year Navy SEAL veteran, started the company Naked Warrior Recovery. And it was created with the clear initiative to develop premium products to support physical and mental recovery through innovation and excellence. And two of my favorite products from Naked Warrior Recovery is Navy SEAL CBD Energy Drink. This stuff helps with energy and focus. It has 75 milligrams of caffeine, kind of like a cup of coffee, but it has 12.5 milligrams of CBD. And we're not talking just any CBD. We're talking premium quality USDA organic grown CBD. See, they are actually third-party tested. They're veteran-owned and operated, and they come with a money-back guarantee plus free shipping. And this is my go-to pre-workout lately. I gotta say, it really is delicious and nutritious, and it gets you going, as well as Naked Warrior Recovery's Cool Recovery Muscle and Joint Rub. And this stuff is really great after a hard workout or after a long hike. You can put it on, you know, those sore spots, and it really helps your body recovery. So you guys actually get the hookup for watching and listening to Happy Hustle. You can go to NW Recovery and use code HAPPY to save yourself some moolah off of not just the Navy SEAL CBD energy drinks, not just the muscle and joint rub, but everything on their website. And you gotta just love the mission behind NW Recovery. Actually, they donate a portion of their proceeds to fight veteran suicide and just increase the prevention of this terrible tragedy. So go to NakedWarriorRecovery.com, use code HAPPY, save yourself some money, get some great products, and support an amazing cause today. All right, now let's get back to this episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.